Hey guys, welcome to the Chisa Pod. I'm your host Deepika Naidu, and this week we sat down with Scandal and Ubetina Wetu actor Brighton Ngoma. Following the tragic memory loss of his popular character Quentin, the star also opened up to Chisa Live about experiencing negative reactions to his LGBTQI character Tabang on SA's version of Ugly Betty.
Yes, Umzanzi Celebville is filled with flavor.
But you know that ge o batla go tseba gore fame e re mongwaneng, or who secured the latest bag,
or just who's dripping with sauce,
and who's adding the spice.
Jonga yongi into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chisa Pod.
Chisa!
So Quentin has been through a lot lately, namely having an accident and temporary memory loss. How do you feel about the memory loss?
How do I feel as an actor or as Quentin?
As both Quentin and an actor.
Well, I mean, I think Quentin, just from a Quentin point of view, I don't think he would... what else can you feel except confused and vulnerable and probably scared? You're not trusting anything or anyone. So I imagine there's an element of terror that he experiences after that. From a Brighton point of view, it was a challenge because, you know, I played this character for the last, 10 years. Well, Quentin was established 10 years ago, but I've been with Scandal for about 12 and a half. So 10 years of playing this character and then suddenly forgetting all the people that, and the world that you kind of created this character in. Was quite a challenge.
How do you feel about temporary memory loss being quite a popular storytelling mechanism in TV?
It is quite popular. It's the soap world. The soap world is exaggerated and sort of blown out of proportion for the most part. I think it's. It is a mechanism, and it is well used over years. I mean, since the days of our lives and Bold and the Beautiful and all of that. I think it either appeals to a sense of everyone is curious about what if the world that I know now around me and the people that I know, if that suddenly were to disappear, and without any kind of mortal damage to oneself, if that happened, if your world suddenly disappeared and you didn't recognize it at all, what would you do? And I think that's an interesting question that the storyline poses to people.
Quentin is now living with Dinhle and his daughter. The memory loss and the accident, how does this affect their relationship as a family?
Well, he loves the daughter because she's a sweet, sweet child. Dinhle has kind of, certainly in the beginning, she hasn't given him 100% of the truth. She's given him about 90% of the truth in terms of who everyone is around him, where the spaces he is in, what those spaces are and what they used to represent to him. So she's enjoying for the most part, she's enjoying the fact that he is being a family man and that he's treating her and certainly the daughter with love. And, there's no animosity. There's no tension that there usually is between Quentin and David.
What do you hope Scandal fans can learn about people who are in similar situations like Quentin?
I think if anything, to remind you, should you hope, you know, touch wood, nobody ever is in that situation where they do have memory loss. But if you're watching and you're going, if that ever happened to me, I would hope that. And there's a whole list of things like you have to make sure your family is your closest friends know you. They know how to nurture you back to what you were in terms of the life that you lived. You would hope that people are caring and understanding and patient with you because it's not an overnight, there's no overnight cure. There's no solution. There's no quick fix in terms of, if I slap you on the head, suddenly your memory comes back.
You recently joined the cast of Ubetina Wetu. How has it been playing the role of Tabang so far?
Oh, that was fantastic. That was absolutely fantastic. I think, you know, any actor who has been, like in my scenario, in my case, if you've played one character for, you know, an extended period of time, it does tend to get a bit monotonous, a bit unchallenging. You can get into a system of kind of you're used to the challenges, you're used to the cruxes, you're used to the stakes, you're used to the drama and where the arcs are and all of that. And so this, I needed a challenge, and boy, did I get a challenge. And I had way too much fun actually playing Taba.
In a recent interview, you said that you felt like you were going to throw in the towel if you were continued to be typecast in the industry. How have you overcome that with Tabang?
Firstly, I think I was misquoted there. I think what I was trying to say was playing the same role for too long can get a bit tedious for an actor, as well as I'm sure for an audience as well. But because, you know, there's only so far you can take characters. So you can make him a bad guy for that much of time, and then the good guy, and then so on. And the audience has seen every aspect of this character. So in terms, from that point of view, it was getting a bit frustrating not knowing what the next big thing was going to be, or the next step was going to be. I had considered, it came, you know, as a result, it was an ego thing, having not been recognized in any sort of way in terms of, accolades or affirmation, for performance and stuff. So I was really ready to follow one of my other passions, which is motoring. And then the Bettina thing happened.
Do you still feel like you have a future in motoring?
Oh, 100%. 100%. Yeah, no, that's definitely, it's no longer, it used to be a hobby. It's definitely now, I'm pursuing it. In fact, I've just come from pitching one of my car shows to a channel, which I won't mention. So yeah, I'm very excited.
Between Brighton and Tabang, which character has been your favorite to portray?
Between Quentin and Tabang.
Yeah, Quentin, sorry.
It's not really fair to ask me that, because I've known, you know, Quentin was largely based on my own story. So I have a very special and close relationship with that character because it's largely me. So Tabang was a lot more fun in terms of I got to dress up, I guess, you know what I mean? Nail polish, lip gloss, eyeshadow, dyed hair, all the drama around, you know, the character and him being, doing things for shock value and dressing a specific way just to rile people up. It was fun in terms of that, in that it wasn't a linear character. It wasn't, I wear a suit and a tie and sometimes I wear a hoodie to show that I'm being casual. This was completely, completely different. My mannerisms changed. My physicality changed. My vocation changed. It changed me completely as a performer. So I can't say that I prefer one of the other. I'd rather say that, given it's only probably the third character I've ever played, I think both of them are my favorite.
What lessons can you take from playing Tabang?
So I learned every single day of shooting on Upetina Wetu, that there's still a lot of discrimination, on the streets. Amongst us, people that I worked closely with, I won't say which departments of the production, but people still being very closed-minded about, I had people coming to me saying, are you gay? Are you gay? And I was like, I'm not, but why does it bother you? And they're like, no, it's just that, you know, you're really convincing. And I'm like, well, that's because I'm a great actor. It's nothing to do with anything else. But on some level, I had to choose to interpret the world around me the way that I needed it to help me convey this character, because it was rough. People did stay away from me. People wouldn't even make eye contact with me when I was in costume as Tabang, because, I don't know, Tabang made them feel some sort of way about themselves, about their sexuality, about their bigotedness, about whatever. But so I experienced that daily. And in the beginning, it was weird. Firstly, it was, like I said, this is only the second character I've ever played. And the pressure for me, as a straight actor to play, to portray a character in the community who's non-binary, is not necessarily gay or trans or whatever, is just non-binary, was a massive, massive challenge. And, luckily I had my friends and family for support.
What else can your fans expect from you in the future?
I hope to maintain and to live, the philosophy or the mantra that I'm trying to live by, which is I don't want to do two of the same character. I never want to play another Quentin or another Tavang ever. I want to be, at least I want to be known maybe in 10, 20 years time as one of those actors that did absolutely everything. He challenged himself. Even if I didn't succeed, that's fine. At least I would have tried to do as many, many different characters as I possibly could have.
Thank you so much for this interview, Brighton. And thank you so much for being on our podcast.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for the opportunity.